Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Tavik Cole. Get on Jimmy Jones very shortly. And I'm going to go on to a track since it's just me. So we said we go with Boondocks. Nothing to lose.
Thank you.
buzz was good times. You could bitch on the line at the drop of a dime. Matter of fact, the local mob was my first job. It's kinda easy when you're killing the rob. At least I wasn't sitting home being a slob. I got up on my ass and started climbing to the top. They calling me a demon and I'm asking how can I be. I know I got a heart that's lack of humanity, but now my sanity is something I ain't seen in a while. Sitting on death row, this is my green mile. That he had, so the chances of survival were none to slim. And my mama keeps saying, I remind her of him. So if I'm just like my dad, then I'm going for broke. Pulled the kick door, set my neighbor in the throat. I set off on my journey just to see what I could find. I washed off face and knew the world was mine. As far back as I recall, I was fearless. But now my death is near, and it's clear that I fear this. I know that Satan's waiting, and I ain't found heaven. So I put my salvation in this chrome Mac 11. And I'm hoping that I find I gotta make my move. It's the needle of death about to shoot me in my veins till I take my last breath. Cold sweat bubbles up, I can't stop shaking. I gotta do something, keep thinking, thinking, thinking. I'm gonna die either way, nothing to lose. I look them dead in the eye, then I make my move. Kick the guard in the sternum, not a second to wait. The strength of my adrenaline caved this chest plate. I hit the neck guard in the face with my shackles. Paint the walls dark red with blood and bone spackles. Knock the next one off the C-block balcony. I set the stage of gun home free. I'm about the feed, made a run for the door. I didn't look back, I got shot in the back of my head and...
Up next, Buckshot, 28 minutes later, featuring Aquelio.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
I'm waking up at midnight when the story interrupted. On the radio and TV, didn't think much of it. They were talking about some sickness that went airborne, spreading fast and causing the human race to act in rare form. The video footage showed people biting one another. Supposedly that's how the virus multiplied its numbers. They said the government couldn't explain it. I'm sure that they probably made it. They dropped the ball to contain it. Too late now, the planet is tainted. I watch as they flash at me clips of the video. video showing they're dead and infected. They said that nobody was safe and the end of the world was most likely expected. I'm watching these zombies on TV, they eating up people just like it was breakfast. They walking in boots in the streets, some with body parts missing and some of them naked. They said that there wasn't a cure for the outbreak and people to stay inside. Told us to lock up the doors and then turn off the lights, the best bet was to hide. Don't get in your cars and drive, they say in the streets are not safe to ride. Just stay in the house if you wanna wake up in the morning, tomorrow alive.
I'm drowning in a cesspool infection surrounding me, with no cure in the world for the infection that's found in me. I tell ya, you better get away, before you catch it. You better get away, don't get infected. You better get away, for your luck shot. You'll have to get killed by a buckshot. So just get away.
We're full of disease, it won't stop till the world's full of disease. Coming for all of the ones that you love. Eye for your eye and blood for your blood. Eye for your eye and blood for your blood. Eye for your eye and blood for your blood. Put it in your veins till it veins in your brain. And you're not gonna be the same.
It's 13 minutes after midnight and I'm reaching for the telephone, trying to call my kids at they baby mamas. I guess that nobody is home. I heard an explosion outside of the window, then all of the lights cut off. Now making my way to the closet, thank God that my rifle is ready to chop. AR-15 in my hands with a clip, packing a punch to make anyone flip. Ready for anything mentally fit. Tripping is coming, my temper is lit. I'm making my way down the hall, pitch black as I walk and I'm ready for war. My attitude, I just can't fall as I creep to the front and I open the door. Just like what I heard on the radio, watching the news and the shit is for real. These dead are alive but they walk in these streets and they hungry for something to kill. The first one approaches, the rifle is loaded and ready and aimed at his grill. I gotta protect what I love and these zombies are targets for brains to get spilled. I empty the clip as I shoot at them, but they keep coming, don't know what to do with them. The numbers get bigger, increasing, don't know what to do because now there's a group of them. It's time to retreat to the basement, unloading the heaters, I'm letting off shots. Remember my ammo was low cause the clip of my rifle is all that I got.
I'm drowning in a cesspool infection surrounding me, with no cure in the world for the infection that's found in me. I tell ya, you better get away, before you catch it. You better get away, don't get infected. You better get away, for your luck shot. You'll have to get killed by a buckshot. So just get away.
We're full of disease, it won't stop till the world's full of disease. Coming for all of the ones that you love. Eye for your eye and blood for your blood. Eye for your eye and blood for your blood. Eye for your eye and blood for your blood. Put it in your veins till it veins in your brain. And you're not gonna be the same. You're gonna need trust.
Trying to get down to the basement as quick as I can cause these zombies are coming. I pass by the clock and I glimpse that it's 12:17, but I just keep on running. I turn for a second and burst, what's left of my bullets right into the curse. I just might die but they gotta go first, but not before that I finish this verse. Three of them drop but there's so many more. Numbers so high that I could keep in score. Rifle is empty and thrown to the floor. Into the basement and lock up the door. I take a few seconds to gather my thoughts if I need to come up with a plan. These zombies are outside the door and they trying to break through it as quick as they can. I manage to get down the steps even though it is dark and I can't see a thing. All of the sudden I notice I'm not all alone in this darkness it seems. Reach in my pocket and pull out my phone cause the light that comes off of the screen will light up the room just enough. Oh my god, no way, I can't believe what I'm seeing. A pool of blood that is big enough for a dead body or two to go swim. Laying face down in the middle was my baby mama ripped limb to limb. Kneeling in front of a body was my little boys, I guess both of them turned. Eating they mama like chicken McNuggets with fingers up in there like worms. I'm shocked and appalled by the sight right in front of me as I go weak in my knees. I fall on my face in the blood as I feel both their teeth start to sink into me. Tearing my flesh all apart as they feed. Nothing is left but some ravenous hate. Right as I'm starting to turn, all I see is the time on my phone and it's 12:28.
I'm drowning in a cesspool infection surrounding me, with no cure in the world for the infection that's found in me. I tell ya, you better get away, before you catch it. You better get away, don't get infected. You better get away, for your luck shot. You'll have to get killed by a buckshot. So just get away.
We're full of disease, it won't stop till the world's full of disease. Coming for all of the ones that you love. Eye for your eye and blood for your blood. Eye for your eye and blood for your blood. Eye for your eye and blood for your blood. Put it in your veins till it veins in your brain. And you have to be contained and you're gonna need drugs.
Draws. 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 Draws.
your back.
I think up next,
Breaking Benjamin.
Lights out.
Shifting gears year after year. It's all or nothing, but
And we are back. Up next, ICP, If I Was a Serial Killer.
If I was a serial killer, they would find all my victims' heads in funky-ass gas station toilets. And if I was a serial killer, I would be strange and deranged, and I would never change. If I was a serial killer, I'd be known as the smoker, 'cause I would cut off and smoke all of their hair. And if I was a serial killer, I would sleep on broken glass and
do would be to kill a couple hotties. They'd always get some mustard up decapitated bodies. Dumped on state police law just before dawn to let them know my ritual had begun. I crack a 40 with the devil, tell him dig me a hole, cause I'm coming when I die and tell that I'm in control. This is if I was a serial killer, and though I ain't, but if I was, I'd do my walls of blood red with blood paint. This is if I was a serial killer, and though I ain't, but if I was, I'd never stop, because I know that I can't.
If I was a serial killer, I would drive a black van, and I would ride around the college campus. And if I was a serial killer, I would walk among us and gain trust until I needed that rush.
I park outside these bitches' homes, they drive away, they come back with my lights off. This time I'm here to stay. I wear human bones around my neck and have my ceremony. They go back upstairs and microwave some macaroni. You know it's all up in my trunk, so don't ask me to pop it. Once I get out to my cabin, then I'll finally unlock it. This is if I was a serial killer, and no I'm not, but if I was, I'd snap a photo once they die on the spot. If I was a serial killer, and though I'm not, but if I was, I know that I can't, so I would never stop, never stop, never stop.
And I don't know myself anymore,
and I don't know who I am anymore,
and I don't know who to be anymore,
and I don't know who I am anymore,
and I don't know what to think anymore.
Except
that I am strange and deranged,
and I don't know who I am anymore,
and I will never change.
Yeah. carry all my special projects underneath the garden in my grandmother's backyard. And if I was a serial killer, I would be strange and deranged, and I would rock my hatchet chain.
And we're back. What up, ghetto?
Happy Turkey Day, motherfucker.
Happy Gobble Gobble Day, nigga.
Timmy Gobbles!
So, what did you think of the funeral for Aces and Eights?
It was rather odd. But it was funny. I did enjoy your speech there, Samoa Joe.
But and the fact that fucking Eric Young, the only thing he was crying about was the fact he had to give up his damn turkey suits.
No, we really shouldn't waste his beer. It's good beer. No.
Hey, what's the point of the Yeah, fucking Samoa Joe like, almost gave one the fucking angle, and he was like, "Wait, never mind. He just got out of rehab."
Well, there's that, and then he never really drank anyway.
Yeah, but that's the funny thing about that. That's actually why he was in rehab for alcohol.
But he was in the WWE, man, driving a fucking milk truck.
Yeah, well, that was WWE, and now it's TNA, and he's all about...
Yeah, then he comes to TNA, and he's an alcoholic. But, I mean, all them suplexes, man, that was pretty impressive, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah, I agree. So how about the fact that we have some new tracks up on the soundboard?
How did that happen?
Well, we got something new from Lando Cloud.
I'm saying, how did that happen? Since you can't upload things.
Oh, I found a way. Pretty much, I just used the site that fucking dumbass gave us, aka Chris, offliberty.com, and I copied links from fucking YouTube, downloaded them, and plus. I still had the plug-in file that Lando Cloud sent me.
That's not answering anything. The
Easy.
Problem is, you said that you can't upload songs.
Well, not, you know, one of the tracks that, you know, I have on my laptop. But I can, like, you know, like I can have, like, singles and shit like that. Just not full out albums to upload. Full out albums, but
yeah,
but like,
Havoc, so you'll learn. When somebody asks for a song, they don't want the whole fucking album the person's ever made.
Well, I do. I even got a group that was produced by Mikey Clark.
Oh, yeah, and what's that?
Dead by 28.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, they're supposed to be like a part of, like I said, Mikey Clark's old label that he was running B4 Records or something like that.
Before Edge.
Yes, Before Edge.
No, seriously. Because right here on this damn Project Deadman poster, it says Before Edge, right along with like Strange Music and fucking MSC. MSC Music. Yeah, and then there's beforerecords.com there, see.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, he worked with a few fucking good artists, and shit, fucking Dead by 28, that's pretty good. And, you know, honestly, I never would have even heard of them until I saw somebody fucking post up that they're selling, like, one of their CDs up on eBay. The only way I was able to hear about them or find them.
So did you buy the CD?
No. I'll do that maybe tomorrow.
I mean, who are you kidding?
But I got two tracks by them. I got A Thing Called Evil and Burn, Bitch, Burn.
Well, that sounds promising.
And like I said, I also got Lendl Cloud's new album, A Misery. Or not, album track.
Misery? That ain't the name of his album.
No, the track.
I was about to say, ain't it called, like, Green Stream or some shit like it?
Something like that. Oh, yeah, did you check out that video that I tagged you on?
I think I've seen that before. Is that a video of some dude in, like, some college, like, talking about the riddle box or some shit?
Yep, that's actually my boy Beastmaster.
Oh, you know that person?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that video before, though.
Yeah, man, I haven't really seen the video before until now, but I definitely recognize Beastmaster.
I didn't know who he was, but I was just like, wow, somebody did something like this. And
yeah.
the school approved it.
Yeah, man, it was back in 2001. He did this. This is fucking dope.
So, what did he get on that? Did he get an A on that?
I don't even know what he got on that. More than likely, he probably got like an A plus or something.
Probably got an F. Don't bring that shit to our school. So how come you ain't out shopping for Black Friday, man? Early start?
No money.
No money? Where the fuck your money at?
Yeah. No money.
What do you mean, yeah? Yeah, what?
No money.
I said, what the fuck happened to your money? You said, yeah.
Most of it went towards, let's see, Survivor Series. Snacks for Survivor Series. Cigarette.
All this shit for one day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Spend all your money in one day for something for one day. Damn, man. Went all out for that pay-per-view.
Yeah, pretty much.
But anyway, why don't we hear Burn, Bitch, Burn?
Sounds good. Let me get back up to it. There we go.
I'm finally free.
Yeah, we're back. What'd you think, bud?
It's a pretty good song.
Hell yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people like that song.
Man, they should. It's fucking worth it. Burn, bitch, burn. I think it would be perfect to play in a few of these fucking groups here for people.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Okay, well, because there's a lot of people out there, you know, who think, you know, Mikey Clark is probably just psychopathic and shit like that. But, shit, man, I mean, like, if they really put, like, pitches, you know, to, like, those that he actually work with, you know, like, a lot of them actually have, like actually really good.
Yeah, that was, I don't know what to say about that. Hell, man, I want somebody to come ring my doorbell, man, and have a fucking bacon cheeseburger in front of it. Shit.
I would fucking love that.
That's what this damn Wendy's commercial is, man. I mean, this bitch fucking just waving a cheeseburger in front of the dude's door, ringing his doorbell. Which I'm like, man, fuck. Can't somebody do that?
Yeah, what's even funny is the fact that, you know, all he wants to go for is that.
Well, he could fuck the redheaded bitch, too, if he wants to.
Yeah, but, you know, he'd rather have the fucking bacon cheeseburger. Than
but first
than
he
her.
Has a snack, and then he fucks your bitch. Speaking of fucking a live internet thing, that bromance shit is absolutely annoying, and they steal everything off the internet.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Everything they say.
Yeah, no. That shit was just retarded.
Because I've seen that video of that shit they said. Look at you. Now look at us. Now back to you. And man, that's one way though. Fucking just anger somebody, man. Have them two out there saying bro, 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 bro. So fucking so obnoxious.
Hell yeah, man. Like it's to the point like I had to get up and go outside and have a cigarette.
Like their whole segment was just embarrassing.
But they would probably get along with this one dude I saw on that fucking show, Baggage, last night. Because of the fact, he only speaks in brocabulary.
Man, fuck out of here. That's
and
how people get stabbed.
Yeah, well, the chick fucking booted him out real quickly because she didn't want to hear any brocabulary from him.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that shit was real fucking boring, though. Until the end, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a great.
Their wrestling is just very boring.
Yes. They can't wrestle worth shit.
And then on top of that, like, the crowd is just dead.
Well, come on. Yeah, the bromans out there. They don't... When it comes to them, they're just dead.
No, I mean, even for, like, Angle and them, man, they're just fucking dead. And I swear that one guy sitting in the crowd with the sunglasses on was asleep. I swear.
He probably was.
Because he didn't move for a couple minutes. Either that or he was dead.
Well, I guess that means they should have a service for him next.
Yeah. At least that'd be worthwhile.
Yeah. But the shit, like, how about the fact that during that fucking service, you had fucking Anderson rising up out of the fucking coffin?
He just sat up and smiled.
And notice how there wasn't that many people there. It was only Angle, somebody with Joe, Magnus.
It was only the main event Mafia.
Oh, and Eric Young, and then Mike Tenay.
Yeah. Making fun of Taz.
Yeah, I said, unfortunately, I still have to work for Taz.
But yeah, man, fucking seeing Samoa Joe sit there eating that sandwich, man, that's definitely you.
Man, I probably wouldn't do that.
That's what I'm saying, man. Not only do you look like him, you have the same things going on, too, that you do.
But, man, like, I'm surprised fucking Brooke Hogan didn't come around and be like, I'm so glad this shit's done and over with. Or someone there was just...
Man, that fucking dude stole Brooke Tessmacher's fucking booty shorts. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, man, fucking trying to fucking say, like, you know, like that was, like, under the announce table with Taz. I think the WWE should do that with like the Shield. Just kill up the Shield and just have a service for them.
Here you go. Here's something I saw in the news earlier. Them talking about how they're trying to prevent concussions and playing football and whatnot for like kids and everybody. And then both of the damn games that were going on today, somebody got a fucking, like, head-on collision and shit. And this one dude, man, on the Steelers, he actually ended up with a concussion just a few moments ago. So, like, you're failing at the, you know, message that you're trying to get across that, like, you know, where you shouldn't be hitting people and giving them concussions.
Yeah, but you know what? Steelers, so nobody cares.
But I'm just saying, man, like, they got this thing going on, you know, for kids and shit, and here they are giving everybody concussions.
Yeah, right. And the fact that, Fogus is out with a concussion, Corey Graves is out with a concussion.
And in other news, it's going to be raining in your house.
That must be some smelly rain then.
I'm talking golden showers.
Hey, well, you got a piss, you got a piss. And I had a piss.
You're falling down your stairs.
I am not falling down my stairs.
No, it's just always so loud when you walk down your stairs.
Yeah, that's just the way we walk in my family. Loud as a motherfucker.
Loud as fuck.
Yep, you can hear us coming up from a mile away.
Well, that's not a good thing. Well, for you anyway.
And it's definitely a lot worse. Well, usually with me, you can definitely tell it's me because if I'm not fucking walking well.
Because you shit. You shit while you walk.
Who the fuck shits while they walk?
You just said shit. That's how you know it was you. That's what you just said.
Nah, man, I was gonna say shit. And think, shit, you know what to be, but not by the you know, sound of my footsteps. There's more on the lines of the minute you hear my ass, you know what I mean.
Yeah, that isn't disturbing at all or anything. The Steelers lost though.
So my question to you, man, is have you ever heard fucking Kid Rock's like very first album? I ain't talking about Ball to Ball or whatever the fuck that shit is, Double Out of Calls, or Double With the Calls.
Well, what the fuck is his first CD?
Very first CD is called Grits Sandwiches for Breakfast.
No, never heard.
Yeah, it was produced by, you had Too Short produced the tracks, Super Ryan Market and Wax the Booty, KRS-One. KRS-One Associated D-Nice was also producer on the album, and Mikey Clark helped produce Yo Da Lin in the Valley.
Oh, now we get to why you brought this up. Because Mikey Clark. So what was it, a rap album?
Yeah. It was back when he was a part of Jive Records. And then afterwards, that's really important. It says right here. A college radio station, WSUC-FM 90.5 in Cortland, New York, was fined $23,750 by the FCC for broadcasting an uncensored version of this album's song, Yodeling in the Valley. Jive Records dropped Kid Rock soon afterwards.
Why is that his fault?
I don't know.
What the hell?
Hey, look, another album, the second album that was put out by Kid Rock, The Polyfuse Method.
Jeez, how many albums did he have before the one everybody knows?
Let's see, then you had the EP Fire It Up. And then Early Morning Stone Pimp. And then it went to Devil Without a Cause.
Jeez, four albums nobody knows about.
Yeah, and funny thing is, Early Morning the Stone Pimp featured Isham.
What?
Yeah, it featured Isham.
That's fucking strange.
Yeah, called Live. Let's see if we can find it up on YouTube. Probably not.
What
the fuck? Let's see. There we go.
Thank you.
I didn't hear one lick of fucking Esau on that track at all.
Yeah, not really. That song fucking sucked.
Hey, look here. A track called Crack Rock featuring Uncle Cracker.
What the hell? I was going to sing about selling crack rocks and shit, then making a whole album about love songs and shit.
Yeah, I know, right? Let's see.
Well, safe to say Kid Rock sucked before he put it out. Devil Without a Clothes.
Yeah, he really did. What's even funny is that the tracks up on here that were part of up on the Polyfuse Method that ended up being a part of like a lot of his other album. You got Fuck You Blind, I Am the Bull God. Born to Be a Hick. It's So Deep.
Yeah, that's my new song.
Oh, bud. So it's kind of funny just to see, like, you know, like a lot of these tracks that he used to do. This is the fact, you know, he fucking just stole fucking beats off of people, too.
Sounds like a lot of people I know.
Let's see, man. Fucking, he got, the samples. Killing Brain Cells.
Dude, that just said Mike Wood.
The fuck?
That commercial that was just on at the bottom, it just said Mike Wood something. What the fuck?
That's creepy.
The hell was that about? I mean, there's Mike Wood with, like, ICP and shit back then, but why the hell was that just on that commercial?
I don't know. But I gotta try and find Killing Brain Cells by Kid Rock.
No. I don't need to kill any more brain cells listening to that.
Well, apparently, these tracks were, that track was meant to be a diss track.
Yeah, to himself.
Nah, but let's see. Killing Brain Cells all were vocal samples for a diss. You Got It, The Right Stuff by the New Kids on the Block. by Paul Abdul. Girl, You Know It's True by Milli Vanilli. And Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
Now, who was it a diss to?
I guess all of them.
What? Well, that's stupid. Really? You're going to diss the New Kids? Because that's worth your time.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he's just mad because they got the right stuff, baby.
Oh, man, I can't believe you just did that.
That's right.
Yeah, you just went there.
I did.
I think it's time for some misery.
I got plenty of that.
Oh, you'll have to get even more.
All right. Let's get Lando Cloud in this bitch.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Lando Cloud, Misery, Extra Full Flavor.
I'm not near a computer to work in now. But I really pero se veneno. A rebel with deadly cause, yelling, you never give me metal. I be killing them softly like I suffocate with the pillow. Then I'm on to the next, repeat it like a yo-yo. But I spent the freshest moment, treat it like a Kodak photo. Lando's got to be terminating like a robo. They kicking with the fitness like they betrayed at the dojo. So if you were gonna beat this MC, be calling it a no-no. Mix the full flavor, and LNM's the project. I be giving them all balls down, I'm free balling like a noodle. Said I be mooning through the fool, and some of them begin to degrade. Some of them deeply up your song, that the haters should kiss my ass. I'm a bastard asshole, the third cousin to hip hop. I'm that music that be slept on, cause it's too scared to be taught. So I be waking the motherfuckers up out of their dreams like I'm ready. Run with the battle, the water, like I've been racing with the mic, cause my machete, if I'm ready. So be ready for the charge, cause I'm a bomb like a CMP, but I show y'all how I march. My words are ammo, but it's ringing like an automatic. I'm a rapper, sick of the magic, but static on the track, I bless them like they talk at practice. I'm a master with the masses, with the rap, I'm like a king. I'm just born in God mode, with a microphone, I'm in the breeze. I'm extra full flavor, so I'm that should be waving. Now or later, I'm been on that white channel. No zombie half dancing with the rap, yo, I'm boldly. First name Misery, last name Mahoney. Good old country boy, born and raised in Missouri. I speak fluent asshole, sarcasm, and I'm rapping the mercy. When I be murking these beats, cutting it up like I'm a razor. Serving the medium rare like I'm the extra full flavor. Land up on the beat, bringing the heat. When I speak, LNM shall be unleashed. Yeah, 2013, market the beat. Misery and Land on cloud, motherfucker. You don't know about it, you better start getting the dope about it. You dig? Extra full flavor, mint on black.
And we're back.
Well, it wasn't the name of the song. It was the name of that dude.
Bad.
Damn it, Lando Cloud, why are you never in any of the songs?
Yeah, it's his track.
Hey, yo, you should play my new song. But I'm not in it.
Oh, man. It's like we're
killing brain cells.
Oh, great.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be a gangster. Yeah.
And we're back.
I
hey, baby, turn that bullshit off.
I don't know, man. That song was pretty beat altogether. I don't know, man. It didn't even really sound like much of a diss, though.
Well, apparently it was meant for, be meant for it as a diss, so... Fuck about it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, there's a re-release of the album. That came out in 93, then the Polyfuse Method Revisited in 1997.
Man, you keep saying that. I keep thinking of Breaking Benjamin.
And Rich Sandwiches for Breakfast came out in 1990.
That is who sings that song. Was the name of that song? Polyhamorous or some shit?
Yeah, Polyamorous or some bullshit. But,
that's what I keep thinking of.
Man, I'm kind of curious to see what Yodeling in the Valley sounds like.
No, I'm not.
Let's see. Samples. Yodeling in the Valley contains samples from Mary Mary by Run DMC, Lucille by B.B. King, and Funk number 49 by James Gang.
Man, that last song, man, I felt like I was listening to fucking Seinfeld.
Yeah, it did feel like that. Let's see here.
Like, where the fuck's Kramer at? That's my nigga.
And crazy the fact that he had like,
man,
a lot
you don't
of
even laugh at my jokes, man. Jeez.
No, I did. I'm just saying. It's like funny because, a lot of tracks on fucking Grit Sandwiches for Breakfast were produced by actual good rappers like Too Short and K.R. and D. Nice and Mikey Clark. But holy shit. What the fuck?
Mikey Clark ain't really a rapper.
No, but he's, a good producer.
But you said rappers.
Well, yeah, because you got Too Short up on there.
All right, man, I heard you, man. You ain't got to go over it again. I heard you.
Let's see, additional crew. That was even funny, the fact that on Polyfuse, you got fucking D Square as a producer and Mikey Clark.
But anyway, back to whenever that dude was kind of rapping fast in that song that Lando Cloud was supposed to be in. Made me think of whenever we were at the Rich Show, and he was up there talking about fast rappers. He was talking about how he hears a bunch of people trying to steal his style with shit that was at that show that was, the openers and shit.
Yep.
And then he was like, fuck them fast rappers that rap and they're not really saying anything. They just, rhyming words and shit just real fast. He's like, fuck you. And then every time he'd, rap real fast or something, then he's like, y'all get that? He's like, no, you heard what or something.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think they are coming to Connecticut. I think I said that, but I ain't got no way there.
They came to Rhode Island like a couple days ago.
Yeah. Which is even funny because they went to Rhode Island and they went from Rhode Island to Pittsburgh.
No, they went there after Pittsburgh.
Or, yeah, from Pittsburgh to Rhode Island. Completely skipped Connecticut and Massachusetts.
Well, they could have came back down. I mean, because they came from the West Coast. all the way over to the East Coast.
That's true. Man, I hate to hear that Christmas lights.
And then they were going back because last I checked, they were in like Ohio.
That makes no sense. Like they started on the West Coast. They probably did like a few states there. They came over to the East Coast, then go back over that way. Like, why not just go in order? Like, start on the West Coast, end on the East Coast. You know, start off end up Maine. Man, I want to run out of my neighbor's house and throw some water on their fucking Christmas lights.
Why?
Watch it short the fog out.
You realize that Christmas lights go through like winter time, that involves snow and rain, so like, it's really not gonna work.
I mean, come on, man. It's too fucking early to put up Christmas lights already.
Nigga, man, I've had mine on for weeks. You go to hell. You go to hell and you die.
Damn, I mean, let's see. You got motherfuckers with a fucking blue and purple lights. White lights. Really weird looking lights. Red lights. Blinking lights.
Why don't you like Christmas lights?
I like them. It's just way too early.
It ain't too early, motherfucker. It's after Thanksgiving now. Now would be the time to put it up.
I was putting them up, you know, once it does in December, like maybe like a couple weeks into December. If at all we decide to do this, you know, put it up fucking lights because. We have cats, and the cats will get into the fucking lights.
We have cats. We can't put up Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah, but let me come up.
Motherfucker, we got cats and dogs, man. What the hell?
Yeah, you have a new kitten, but just wait till that cat gets up into the fucking tree and starts knocking down the ornaments.
Yeah, that's what's going to come when the tree gets put up.
Yeah, this is why we don't have trees in our house. We have like a fucking small ass miniature one, but yet our cats keep getting up onto the table and knocking that shit down. They're like, fuck you, no trees allowed.
That's funny that you let your cats rule your house.
And the only part of the house that's off limits to these cats is my room.
And wherever the hell you're at right now, always yelling at the cat coming in there.
Right now I'm in the living room, and both cats are fucking sound asleep on the couch and their bed.
See that?
I think I'm gonna go on a trek and I'm gonna go smoke me a cigarette. Oh, we're not going with killing brain cells again because that track definitely killed my brain cells.
Play a Christmas song, you little bitch. Get into the spirit of Christmas.
Okay, we'll go with, since I'm going to smoke a cigarette in the hood, let's go with Christmas in the Hood.
Like Santa Claus, sneaking down the chimney, get your cookies and your did was visions of naked bitches that's up in my head. Don't give a fuck about sugar plums or none of that dumb shit. All I really care about is violent bitches and bong hits. And that's about all my wish list consists of. Cut all the crap, just get to the good stuff. The east side of the Yuletide right. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
We wish you a scary Christmas,
Christmas.
We wish you a scary Christmas, Christmas. That's why Santa had to miss ya, cause we got him right here.
Ooh, ooh.
And that ringing that you hear ain't them bells clinging. It's the fire from the signal that we all bringing. It's the wolf pack blaze, the veil twisted in ROC, yelling at the world, fill it with bodies, more bodies for real.
You could swallow my cum after sucking my cock. So
yeah.
I shimmy down the chimney all covered in snow. Merry Clitch is what I leave when it's time to go.
Yeah.
So walk through my winter wonder pants as we dance. We retire by the fire, get high first chance. Freak don't expire by your class, rich bitch. Just hook up the gifts and have a mad at Christmas.
Oh, ho, oh, the mistletoe. Who wanna talk? Kiss the killer who likes Cheerio. Marshmallows in my teeth. I'm huddled up by the fireplace, wrapped in a Pokemon bed. She waits for Fatty to bring my gift. The only one equipped to body is the panties made of licorice. Amigo Hall of Justice, brand new in a box. In a track from a knock side featuring Tupac.
Drink and smoke and laugh.
My pocket, so feeling a gut on the market. No one can stop, they can stop, and I'm the dealer on the corner. That's the game. She texting me with black for dinner. All that man, giving Mrs. Claus is one of my best custodes. Current breeze, box the kid, lose up on the bobo.
You better watch out, you better not cry. This Christmas Eve, everybody's gonna die. Eggnog ladles full of blood and guts. I'm at the North Pole with Santa Claus, fucking little elf butts. Smoking weed with the misfit toys on some island, stealing shit straight wildin'. Quit crying, little bitch, it's Christmas. Now step aside while I talk, kiss your missus.
But the rest of the year, everyone's pushing and shoving me.
I got a dog tag, the kids don't know that. But on Christmas, it's fun to sit on the fat guy's lap. You want dolls and Legos, little girls? Let's go, got a joystick for you when it's not Nintendo.
We're back.
Yeah, it's Havoc right there, man. He's wrapped up in a Pokemon bedsheet.
What do they get? Like you, I used to be.
See. So for the parade, whenever they had the Ninja Turtles and the Power Rangers on there, did you wet yourself?
I actually didn't even see the parade.
Oh. The Power Rangers and the Ninja Turtles. I saw that. I was like, Havoc probably pissed himself.
Yeah, I completely missed that.
But way to go.
Oh, I mean, consider the fact by the time, well, I mean, like, my uncle was watching it. Well, my uncle, not my aunt, and then my aunt's brother, the retarded uncle.
I don't see how you can say he's retarded, man. He does things that you do.
Oh, no, he's definitely retarded, trust me.
Talks about random shit. You. Screams out random shit. You.
Well, I don't scream out that many random shit.
It was like at that Rich Show, man. Somebody kept saying something. They were saying things, and I was like, Yahtzee. I forget what the hell was being said, but I just said Yahtzee.
Maybe it had something to do with Yahtzee.
No, it had nothing to do with Yahtzee at all.
Here we are at right now, Megaforce Rangers time. Steel the Rangers, get a chance to work with the Megaforce Rangers and all the other seasons. We got to call them out by order. It's like each little group is like a Power Ranger game. You know what I mean? The red over here, the blue over here. No, I'm kidding. That's not true. But anyway, each little group has their own names. But anyway, very excited about it. And we're almost done in the helmet head. And anyway, I'll be into civilian clothes tomorrow. Take a look at this camera. Tell you a little story. We used to shoot in 16 millimeter back in the days, and I'm not used to not hearing Sean say chip the gate for a hair in the gate, you know. But anyway, this is what we're using now. We'll see what we're using 20 years from now. That's all. Two cameras. Kind of quick to go.
Yeah, man, the fucking shooting scenes for like for one of the episodes of Power Rangers Megaforce.
OMG.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it.
And I am not.
I figured you wouldn't be.
I was over Power Rangers after the first batch.
Like, after the first batch.
After that, I ain't watching it at all.
But yeah, I guess apparently, let me see when this one's going to be coming out. Let's see. Megaforce.
Yeah, they ruined Power Rangers like they ruined Ninja Turtles.
Well, they definitely ruined, that.
Oh, yeah, that?
Let's see. That's a Halloween special. I don't want that. I don't want the fucking Super Mega Force, but they don't want to give me Super Mega Force. Damn it, give me Super Mega Force.
No. Speaking of which, Kmart got some Power Rangers for sale or some shit for Black Friday. You going to get them, Havoc? They're them pirate-looking ones.
Yeah, I'll be... Oh, the pirate ones? Yeah, those are the Japanese ones.
Whatever you say.
Let's see. Coming in 2014, Super Mega Force. Are you ready?
I already said no. How many times do I got to say no? Do I got a Daniel Bryan it?
Man, I don't know. Well, you may not be looking forward to it, but I'm definitely looking forward to Super Mega Force.
Well, I'm looking for super mega force.
Super. I don't think this is going to be a super.
Super duper.
I don't think it's going to be that either.
It's on a whole nother level.
Let's see. It looks like Challenges will continue until 2016.
Wait, what? I completely stopped listening. What did you say?
It says Saban Brands announced that it has extended agreements with Nickelodeon and Bandai America Incorporated through 2016 for its globally recognized Power Rangers franchise. So Power Rangers will continue on until 2016.
So I also saw these other toys for the Avengers where they're like fucking Transformers. I was like, what the fuck is this? It was in the Kmart paper, man. Like, you have, like, the Hulk and Captain America, and you could, like, fold them up, and then they turn into, like, a car and shit, like the Transformers. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Man, I gotta find that shit.
Like, you can't have them together. It's either you're a fucking Autobot or you're a fucking Avenger, man. What the hell? You don't see fucking Optimus Prime turning into the fucking Hulk.
Hey, look, here we go. I found him. Marvel Regenerators Avengers Adventure Transforming Car Set.
See? He thought I was bullshitting.
Well, maybe they'll do like an episode where Transformers and Hoogie and Avengers team up.
Yeah, that'd be something.
Let's go into the games, see what we can find here. See what Kmart's asking for a fucking PS4, even though we ain't got a Kmart here anymore.
The same price as everywhere else.
Well, $400. Yeah, unfortunately they're not showing me video games, motherfuckers. They're showing me board games, like Zingo.
Like what?
Something called Zingo.
The fuck is Zingo?
I don't know and I don't want to know.
Is it like a rip-off bingo game?
Probably. Well, they had the game.
Oh.
There we go. Sony PlayStation 4 Plus and accessories bundle for $449.
Wow. Only $50 more than usual.
Yep. Ah, okay, it's the PS4 Killzone Shadowfall for PS4 limit on per order. This bundle.
I gotta say that the Xbox One got out a few more better games than PS4 right now.
Yeah. Even though we will never ever play Xbox One.
I'm just saying, man, like PS4, man, they got the, you know, few games out, and Xbox One got the few games out, but they got the Dead Rising 3, and they got that Rise game, and those games look pretty decent.
Yeah, I agree.
And then PS4, I don't know, the games don't look that great. They need to put out a better one. Damn you. Although, I don't know, apparently there's some things people are finding that's wrong with these systems right now.
Like what?
I don't fucking know. Do I have one? I don't know.
You don't know if you have one?
Motherfucker, I'm saying I don't have one, so I don't know the problems.
Well, here we go, man. Here's a fucking PS4 500 gigabyte black launch edition, $689 on Amazon.
Why the hell is that so much?
I don't know. It's on Amazon.
Man, I was pissed whenever I got my PS3 and then they put out one with 500 gigabytes. I was like, you motherfucker.
Yeah. I felt the same way after I got mine. Like, fucking hell. Now
and
it's
then on top of that, it was, like, white, too.
And them
other colors probably don't catch dust as much as this fucking black one.
Yeah, probably not.
Like, it's a bitch to get dust off of this shit, man. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it really is.
You're like, what's that? You wanted a gray PS3? All right. Hey, look what.
They got a Neko smart clip for the PS4. Attaches your smartphone to the DualShock 4 wireless controller. Use with the PlayStation app to integrate second screen features with your controller. Browse the internet to access walkthroughs, game, play vid codes, and more. Ah, interesting. I will not be getting that. I do not have a smartphone.
Well, why not?
Last smartphone I had was the fucking Android, and that was fucking absolutely horrible. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Maybe I'll get a fucking PS4 camera.
Why?
Hey, what up?
I don't know. I got a camera for the PS3. I don't ever fucking use it, though.
And I got my fucking microphone and headset for my fucking PS3. I barely use that unless I'm on fucking 2K14.
Man, I don't even talk on air, man. I don't want to talk to motherfuckers on air.
Yeah, just want to whoop their ass.
Yeah, and then when I fail, and I get angry.
Yeah, I don't want black fucking game system anymore. Give me something that's actually like white or something like that. That way, it won't catch as much dust.
Like, you ever think about that, man? Like, do they get as dusty?
I don't know.
Cause everything anybody ever buys is black.
Yeah. It's like the fucking first thing you get that shit. Ah, shit. Time to dust it off again.
Yeah. As soon as I got that shit, it was covered in dust. I'm like, you motherfucker. Then you wipe it off and it's still there. Like, really?
Yeah. That's why I usually, you know. Buy one of those, like, cans of air, like air cans or whatever the fuck you want to call them.
The hell you doing?
But even that shit doesn't work out.
That shit will freeze it. It's just kind of cold, man.
Well, I mean, as long as you don't turn it upside down, it won't freeze it.
What happens if you turn it upside down?
If you turn the can upside down, all you see is frost coming out of it.
The fuck?
Yeah, that's how I used to kill fucking spiders. Turn it upside down and just freeze them.
Instead of just smashing them.
Yeah, instead of just smashing them, I freeze them.
Yeah, instead he thinks he's Sub-Zero.
Man, who are we kidding? When I have those cans, I make a better Sub-Zero because I freeze everything. My wall, spiders.
He's like, I don't want to use the door. Punches through the wall.
Exactly.
He's like, I don't want to walk. Puts on an ice bath.
But I would, but yeah, like, I would love to do that at work. Just put out like an ice path.
Just slide your way to work.
Slide my way to work. Grab the cart. Slide my way down. Slide my way back to the fucking store and putting the carts away. Watch as old people try to cross the ice and watch them slip. I fall.
Then I could just see you. Just flying at somebody like Raiden.
through the window.
Through the wall. Oh, this ain't the Yin Yang Twins.
Man, they just died off.
Yeah, they're no longer shaking like a soul shaker.
Yeah, they're just sitting like a soul shaker.
Yes.
let's see here. What else did I put up on this soundboard? As of today.
Nothing.
Well, let's see. Two tracks from Dead by 28. Lando Cloud, a couple Beast Monster. Yeah, Beastmaster tracks.
That's not even a word. Like, what was that?
Beastmaster is now my new word.
Beastmaster.
Yeah, it's like regular mustard, except it's made out of beast.
Yeah, because that just made it a whole lot better.
Like it's made out of rhino. The last black rhino that ever lived.
What? There was black rhinos?
Yeah, they're extinct now.
When the fuck was there a black rhino?
There used to be a shitload of them until a fucking Chinese got a hold of them.
Man, what the hell are you talking about? Are you just lying to me right now?
No. There was the Western Black Rhino.
Well, what does that got to do with? What did you just say, China?
Yeah, the fucking Chinese keep fucking killing them off.
Why do they keep killing rhinos?
Because apparently they use their fucking horns, whatever, for fucking medicine.
Okay, but
foot. The Black Rhinos are no longer alive. Now all you have is the Haven and the White Rhino.
I only see gray rhinos.
Well, technically, those are white rhinos.
They are not white. How are you going to lie?
Well, technically, the gray rhinos would be the, actually, the Haven rhinos, I believe. I'm correct about that.
Now, why the fuck are we talking about rhinos? What else?
I have no idea. Yeah, the gray ones are the Haven rhinos, and you got the white rhinos, and you get, well, no longer black rhinos, they're dead.
Anyway.
So they keep goring people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
But, you know, people, you know, I think it's kind of funny how like, I ended up having a dream last night. I was in the ring against fucking, the fuck is his name? Roman Reigns. And he went to, you know, he went to spear me, so instead I gored him.
This is what goes on in your head, huh? Dream about Roman Reigns and goring him. That sounds like a terrible dream.
Well, I mean, it wasn't really that because, you know, because after I gored him, you know, I asked him, so how does it feel to be gored? Always fucking, always spirit motherfuckers.
Believe in the gore.
I mean, like, that's what needs to happen. They need to bring back Rhino so that Rhino can just gore motherfucking Roman Reigns out, like, out of the fucking building.
Shit, man, I'll just settle for Goldberg.
Who's next? Roman Reigns is next. Points to him.
I mean, for fuck's sake, man, he's on the video game. Bring him back, man, just to take out fucking Roman Reigns.
And take out Ryback at the same time.
Yeah, that'd be easy enough.
Yeah. And try not to injure Rey Mysterio.
He'll just get injured by watching.
Yeah, he probably will.
Be like, spear! Oh, shit. I'm going to need 6 months.
Yeah, but I'm surprised he didn't get injured at Survivor Series.
We've been through this.
Or SmackDown.
He can't be injured first match back.
Oh, then what about fucking SmackDown?
Gotta get technical. SmackDown doesn't count for anything.
You also had Raw as well, you know, after Survivor Series.
The fuck did he do there?
It was him and Cody Rhodes and Goldust versus The Shield.
Oh. Alright, so he survived 3 matches. Give him some credit.
Yeah.
That's where Sin Cara still isn't back.
Yeah, and all he did was fucking dislocate his finger.
Exactly.
Weak-ass motherfucker.
I'm going to need a year off.
Yeah, I'm going to need a year off. I dislocated my finger. You know, it's probably healed by now. Big one. Just get rid of him. Fire Sin Cara. Send him back to fucking Mexico.
or somebody Brazil. Somebody posted pictures of him when he used to wrestle down there and shit, and it's like pictures of him wrestling all bloody and shit and whatever. And then him in the WWE is just a little bitch.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on. Let's see. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, well, at least Rey Mysterio can say, you know, he was a WWE champion and World Heavyweight Champion before he retires.
Got injured on the way several times.
I think it's funny that the only title that he's held the most times was the tag team titles. And that's it.
Somebody ate that kid's stuffed zebra.
Oh, fuck.
He woke up and he had stuffing in his hand, and then the animal was ripped apart.
Oh, bud.
What the fuck was that about?
I don't know.
My dog probably did it.
Really, motherfucker? You really decided to invite me to something like this?
I like people that answer invites when they're, like, nowhere near them. And they're like, I don't think I'm going to be making this show.
Well, I'm definitely not going to be liking, I'm definitely not going to be liking this page. Michael Pierney invited you to like his page. Strictly Swag Records.
Oh, yeah? Okay, right on that. Just like the other people that one girl, man, promoting for them people. What is that shit? Gutta something.
I mean, come on. You're going to really invite... I mean, come on. I talk bad shit about swag, and I mention the fact that how much I hate swag, but yet you're going to invite me to a page.
Fuck, swag up on your T-shirt?
Yeah, and it's like... You're gonna invite me to a fucking page that's about swag? Why the fuck does that make sense?
You should go like it and talk shit there.
Yeah, I should, but not really fucking.
That was like kid posted in the All Juggalos chat yesterday, talking about his girlfriend talking to his friend or some shit. And then after so many comments, he said that she's not cheating on him with him. They were just talking. But besides the fact that he posted what he should do about that, and there was all these misspelled words in it, and I was like, you should get spell check. And then I looked at the damn name, and it had YOLO in it. I was like, wow. So this is just going to go downhill from here.
Yeah, I believe it.
But then some bitch was commenting on there and shit, and then she said, bro. I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Stop notifications.
Man, that's definitely one sexy green ass.
I know, right? Even Chill liked it.
Yeah, that's a shocker. Man, I bet you really Chill doesn't even know who she is.
Probably not.
Yeah, he's going to like it anyways. He's like, what the hell's her name? Oh, yeah, Boo Bear. Likes everything.
Boo Bear, man. She hasn't liked very many things since she's been back on my page.
Yeah, I know, right?
I think we got to her.
at least we finally made a fucking breakthrough.
So how about this? I think I know her real name.
What's her real name?
Amber.
Possibly.
That's what her Instagram says.
Well, in that case, we'll just start calling her Amber. Is there Echo?
Wait, Echo?
Yeah, Echo Endless.
Oh, no, that's not who I'm talking about.
Oh.
I'm talking about Boo Bear.
Oh, well, yeah, her real name is Amber.
How the fuck do you know that?
Consider the fact, you know, if you go to her page, go to her about me, it says, I'm Amber, a.k.a. Boo Bear.
Man, ain't nobody got time for that.
She goes, I'm 18, redhead.
Go to the about me section. Yeah, I'll get right on that.
I'm stubborn. I'm addicted to hugs. I'm 5'1".
Addicted
She's a senior. Right? Yeah, and she can't even spell the word senior correctly.
Oh, man.
She's a senior in high school, but she can't spell senior. She puts psi in nor. S-I-E-N-O-R.
Oh, these damn kids.
Oh, at least she's shorter than I am.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'2". She's 5'1". I'm an inch taller than she is. Yay!
Damn, man. That damn chick on the show, man, got some amazing titties, too.
Probably does.
What the hell is her name? Sophia something or other.
Sophia and Rob?
No, it starts with a V.
What show are you watching?
Modern Family.
What channel?
Goddamn, man, you should know who's on this show.
No, I mean, I said what channel? Because
what channel do you think it's on?
Oh, Sophia Vergara.
Whatever the fuck her name is. Those titties.
Hold up. Well, the only reason I ask is because Modern Family is like on 3 different channels.
I don't know. I only ever see it on USA.
Goddamn fucking remote, I'm gonna break it.
Yeah, then you're gonna have to get up and change the channel.
Yeah, never mind, I ain't breaking it.
Yeah, you lazy bastard. See how important the remote is?
Yes. There we go, Modern Family. Let's see what channels it's on. USA.
Does it really matter?
Fox 5. Channel 20.
I guess it does matter.
You get your take on two different channels. But either way, too many channels.
I guess so.
Of all time, the Grateful Dead.
Yeah! Man, about the time I get to watch this fucking, this shit.
And what's that?
Grateful Dead. It's a it's a 3-hour movie.
Jeez.
Let's see. It's Rock Band of Grateful Dead performs a 5-day concert in San Francisco at the Winterland Ballroom in October of 1974, featuring a selection of their hits. Yeah, it's fucking nuts to see that, you know, they actually managed to put something like that on. But I'm glad they did. And if, after that was Woodstock and Black Oak, Arkansas. Let's see. So we only we had like one caller, but you know, the minute we played Kid Rock, they hung up.
And who was that?
I think it was Mary.
Mary? She left because she didn't like Kid Rock. What the hell?
Yeah, probably.
Damn it, Mary.
Yeah, damn it, Mary.
That's all right. She probably didn't have anything to say anyway.
Yeah, probably not.
You know, like Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa in her angry pussy.
She posted up a status saying, describe her in one word. I said boring.
I should go to that shit and be like, angry pussy.
That's two words.
I'll combine them into one word.
Really? Still two words. So you going to GameStop, man? They got that deal back today.
Probably.
Man, does that store usually get nuts on fucking Black Fridays? I've never actually went there on a Black Friday.
I don't think I've ever been there on Black Friday either. Oh, yeah, by the way, Vanessa responded to your comment.
What'd she say?
She says, wow. What, wow, really? I will remember that.
Good. Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture of it. I don't give a fuck.
Let's see. Someone else said that she's body. The fuck is body?
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
I must find out. B-O-T-T-Y.
B-O-T-T-Y?
Yeah. Oh, apparently she's a bottom.
she's a bottom? A bottom of what?
I have no clue.
Well, that was a wasted word. Damn, dude, all these bitches on here got some big-ass titties.
Hell yeah. Let's see. Body. Shortened version of bottom, referring to the rear end.
Why can't you just say booty? Or ass?
I don't know. Ask that chick, yep. Tiffany.
Oh, it was a girl that said it.
Yeah.
It's funny that you had to Google that word.
I had no idea what the fuck it meant. Or what the fuck it was.
I wonder how many people Googled that word.
Probably a shitload.
Like, what the fuck is this person saying? Or people probably just thought they misspelled booty.
Yeah, the body. Yeah. So I'm totally going to start saying body. But I'm just going to say, I'll just say ass.
people, people, people.
Damn kids.
Yep. Damn wannabe black people.
What? Who the hell is that? What the hell are you doing?
This is a chick that said body, because apparently her one of her daughters that is looks black, even though she looks white.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just really weird. Cause she's got like four daughters, one of them being black.
Well, that's random. Shout out to Angelina.
But Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, whatever happened to them random people that called in here giving out shout outs to people that don't listen to us?
I don't know, maybe they died.
Just people used to call in all the time. Can I give some shout outs? Even though they're never gonna hear me. But I posted that one picture up for Thanksgiving and on the like page there, man. It got over 40-some shares, man. I was like, damn.
Hell yeah.
Most shares I got in my life.
Well, but just think about this. If you ever have Vanessa's house sleeping over, at least now you know the best way to fucking scare the shit out of her.
Oh, yeah? Leave the closet door open?
Yep.
I don't understand why that scares somebody.
I have no clue. But I'm just reading her comments saying, hate when people leave the closet door open at night. I always have nightmares when it's open. Or even when a dresser isn't closed.
I guess mama came after her.
Yeah.
You know, from the movie, you know, mama was living in a closet.
Yeah, I remember that. A fucking retarded movie because still don't know what the fuck it's about.
Yeah, but people like that movie for some reason. Kind of like how I saw one person say they liked that Warm Bodies movie, and that movie was absolutely dreadful.
It really was. Yeah, I saw that movie and was like, why am I watching this again?
My sister rented it and she was done 30 minutes in. She's like, this is fucking stupid. I'm done.
that was a waste of a rental.
Yes, it was. But I actually sat there and watched the whole thing, man. I was like, may as well now. But yeah.
Yeah.
Don't anybody ever watch that movie.
Oh, bud. I know I'll never watch it again.
And then, the movie, man, the girl's trying to get away from zombies. And then the zombie, for some reason, knows how to drive. And then she gets in the car, man. Why doesn't she just take the fuck off from there?
Yeah, right.
But no, she fell in love with the zombie. Who then became a human.
Oh, bud.
Yeah, stupid love stories.
Yeah. They make absolutely no sense. What's wrong?
Why do you gotta make zombies love stories? What the hell?
But why the fuck is he gotta make a fucking love story and turn the fucking human zombie to a zombie and then back into a human again?
Yeah, I really don't know what the fuck was going on with all that.
I don't think anybody's gonna know.
But I'm just saying, somebody commented one time on this thing I saw that they actually liked the movie, so, you know, it's a little strange.
Well, I'm gonna fucking post that saying, never, ever watch the movie Warm Bodies.
Man, now people are gonna think you just watched that movie or something.
But I did watch it, and it was absolutely horrible.
When did you watch it? Today?
Unfortunately, yes.
Nah, are you serious?
Yes.
That's pretty fucking funny.
It's absolutely horrible.
It's funny that you just watched it today, and I'm talking about it. What the hell? I wasn't expecting that you have actually watched it.
Yeah. It was on Netflix.
Yeah, it's a fail.
You know, it's so weird when you see Liquid Assassin posts, and I'm saying, I hope everyone had a safe and blessed Thanksgiving. You know, I would expect to hear see him use the word blessed.
Why not?
Man, you just don't ever expect it.
Hey!
Now to end off my little rant saying, fuck that movie.
Oh, great. Here we go. Did anybody care about your post the last time you posted something about Brian dying?
I think I had one person like that. I don't fucking like it.
That was it? Nobody said anything?
No. Somebody just liked it. Let me see who the fuck was that liked it.
Boo Bear.
Definitely wasn't Boo Bear. Thank God. Oh, look. Someone decided to fucking comment about Tammy Brown's fucking boyfriend or husband, whatever the fuck he is, on my page.
Comment about him.
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Michael M.F. Brown is a fake-ass low who beats and slaps and kicks his what? Tammy M.F. Brown? He stomped on her head because she got a Von J t-shirt and she and her sister Tanya were going to see Dirty Dave. So what does he do? He punches her in the mouth.
The fuck? Who the hell said that?
Graham Talukes.
So, Tammy's husband beats her up?
I guess so.
It's funny you bring that up because that dude just tried to add me the other day.
Yeah, I think he tried out of me too.
I was like, why does Tammy's husband want to be my friend? Nothing good can come from this. No, you're not getting added.
Well, here we go. The person that liked my comment about Brian the dog was Missa.
Wow. She comes out of nowhere with some likes.
Yeah, right. Well, Michael M.F. Brown, now I've seen this comment, goodbye, nigga.
He's your friend? You added him?
Man, I forgot. I added him
way before I even saw that comment.
He tried that to me the other day. I was like, yeah, it's not going to happen. Well, mainly because I saw your wife naked. But anyway, besides that.
Well, mainly because I saw your wife naked. That's the reason why I'm not adding you, because I saw your wife naked.
Well, you know, nothing good can come from that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I tend to, you know, say stupid shit that to her on my page and shit, and, you know, he's bound to see it.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, when she was talking on one of them statuses, and I said that to her. Because she was like, dwam, or something. I was like, I felt the same way when I saw you naked, you know. And she just stopped commenting, so I'm sure he would have things like that. So we got more people pretending to be juggalos, huh?
Yep. And someone like my status of saying never ever watch Warm Bodies, worst movie in history.
It's probably the same person.
No, Ellie Montgomery Polk Leia.
Your name isn't long at all.
Man, I'm surprised she's even still on my fucking page.
Why is that?
Well, considering the fact she's friends with April.
Who the fuck is April?
Come on, man. April, dumb bitch, and I think it was in Ohio or something like that I dated that kept coming up on here.
The one AKA, that runs that true Juggalos page?
Yep, that'd be her.
That one? What did you just say?
Yep, that'd be her.
Uh-huh. That crazy girl.
Yes. Like I said, it's just weird that she's even still on my page, since, you know, me and that crazy bitch don't talk.
Yeah, I remember I deleted that girl before y'all even broke up.
I think it's Play House. That was just fucking post up a really random status, too.
Oh, yeah. What's it say?
It says, so I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, why do people that like the same sex have to be gay? Why can't they just be like everyone else instead of grouped into their own little category?
Because you're gay.
And what's funny is the fact that her friend Valanderia, I ain't pronouncing that name ever again, says, because they're gay just like you.
That's fucking awesome.
So you say that, and she said the same thing.
See? That's why that comment is awesome.
Hell yeah. We're here, LOL. The fuck is that blue thing?
It's a lantern.
Well, I see the lantern, but the fuck is that holding the lantern?
Kratos.
Okay. That didn't even look like him.
It's from God of War 3.
Well, apparently, Allie's in a fucking pissed off mood tonight.
Oh, yeah, why is that? Because she has to work last year.
Oh, from her comment. No, her status, I should say. Am I the only one who would like, no, love to see someone just choke on their own fucking tongue? Fuck you.
She's always so angry.
I know. She needs some pussy.
Did you say she needs some pussy?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure she can get that very easily.
And she needs a D.
Really? Did you just fucking say that? What's that? Diabetes.
Yes, she needs diabetes.
Did you ever see that picture, man? That old guy?
I think so, yeah.
So she wanted the D? Diabetes?
Alex Clark, I don't know who the fuck you are, but I had to fucking get on my page. But apparently, he decided to like my status, too.
Why do you hate everybody that likes your status?
I don't know who the fuck he is or how the fuck he got there.
You're supposed to be happy people like your shit. But you're like, fuck you, don't like my shit.
No, I said, who are you and how the fuck did you, like, when the fuck did you add me or something like that? But, hey, look, I found a new song, didn't just forget OG.
You found what?
New track, just to you.
No, it's better not.
No, this doesn't listen.
Off the shop, people be look like I'm about to pop. I step to the beat, walking down the street in maternity. Yeah, this is how I roll, belly band pants with the fold. Get a few pounds that's for show, belly butter makes the glow. Yeah.
Pregnant and I know it.
Just look at my belly. Just look at my belly.
This could be much not really like this song at all.
Yeah, it keeps cutting out.
I know.
I kind of figured that's where it was going.
And right there goes to all the fucking teen moms.
There's a lot of those, man. Nowadays, it's just to get on MTV.
Yeah.
Who the fuck gets a toothbrush for Christmas?
Hobos.
Hobos. What the fuck? Hobos.
African people.
I saw some African people in Target. No.
That's Afghanistan people.
No. It's not Afghanistan. What the fuck are you talking about?
That fucking, like, little noise you just made.
I don't know how it fucking sounds, but they were African people. Mainly because they were black.
Maybe because they're black.
So I finally beat 1, 2, and 3 of God of War.
I just gotta beat the other one.
The third one, man, I didn't even need to look up anything, man, to see how to get through shit except for, like, one port.
Hell yeah.
And I was determined to beat that game, man, because Zeus was pissing me the fuck off, man. So at the end, man, I just kept fucking socking him and socking him and socking him. Like, you fucking bastard, just die already. And then, like, at the end of it, I was like, is this really how it ends? So I was like, he just killed himself. So how's there another one? Then I had to go through all the credits, and then he got up and walked away. So that's how. He didn't really die. Way to go, Kratos.
Let's see. Now he's got to do Chains of Sparta or something like that, Olympus. Ghost of Sparta. The newest one that just came out.
Do you know the newest one they put out? Comes before one of the other ones you just said, before the Chains of Olympus, because that one is set after that one, but then that Ghost of Sparta one is in between one and two.
Yeah, I know.
How the fuck does that work?
I have no idea.
And what the hell is that other game? What is it, Shadow of a Colossus? Like, is that a God of War game?
Shadow of Colossus?
Yeah. But apparently it's like two different games or something. I'm like, what the fuck?
Shadow of Colossus is...
Wow, dude, this is some terrible sex scenes. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, no, it's not God of War.
It's not God of War at all?
No.
Because, like, it got similar gameplay to it, except it looks really fucking boring.
Yeah, no, it's completely different.
All right, so there's only, that, like, three other games I haven't played then.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, man, I'm gonna fucking continue the story though, man. I like that story though.
Yeah, man, it's a good game too. I'm still trying to figure out why the fuck did they decide to put a multiplayer one session for that, for the fucking new one.
Was there more than one character you could be on that game? Does it tell you that?
I think it's just Kratos, but you get to choose, like, you know, who you train under, like Ares, Hades, and shit like that.
You could choose what?
Like, you could choose, like, your section, like, Ares, Hades, Poseidon.
So you can pick those people?
No. That, let's see. Let me see if I can find it so that way I can explain it better. Let's see. All right, so pretty much, like, you know, Kratos, a warrior who broke his blood oath to the god of war Ares. Other characters include Orcos, the Oath Keeper, Alethea, the Oracle of Delphi, and then the Prophet Castor, and Pollux. And let's see, the Three Furies and main antagonists. Okay, so, yeah, you do have other characters.
Who the fuck are those people? Do you find out who they are in that game?
Yeah.
I don't remember any of them damn people.
Yeah, you find out, like, who they are, like all in that game.
I just like that throughout the games, man, you just, somebody helps you, and then you fucking kill them.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it happened through all the games, man. It killed everybody.
Trying to see if they're going to have another one come out for PS4.
Although the third one, man, reminded me, man. Yeah. Son versus father.
Yeah.
I can relate.
Guess what? They have another one coming out.
They just put one out this year.
Yeah, well, they got God of War coming out for PS4.
Oh, yeah? What year is that coming out? Next year?
Let's see here. PlayStationLifestyle.net. The catch-up, November 4th, 2013. Goddamn fucking videos. Go the fuck away. Stupid apps. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Nope. Nope.
But that newest game they got out, man, they GameStop's gonna have that for sale for $20.
Hell yeah.
No,
yeah,
I would hope that'd be brand new. Probably not though.
Yeah, I might end up just getting that game again for my PS3.
You had the new one?
God of War Ascension, yeah. But unfortunately, at the time, I needed money, so I ended up selling the game.
Do you have any PS3 games left?
2K14, Batman.
Oh, yeah? How's that Batman game going?
It's actually a good game. You would actually probably like it.
I'm going to have to start with the first one.
Yeah, I probably should have done that, but... Actually, no, I'll probably end up doing that tomorrow or later on. Once I get paid, just go get the...
It's like the Walking Dead, man. I'm trying to get the Walking Dead game and see what's going on with those ones.
Yeah, I might.
Did you know God of War was a comic book, too?
Yep.
Did you ever read any of them?
I never got around to reading those ones yet.
And then on top of that, it's a novel.
Just like Blade was a comic book before the movie.
So I guess these damn games are never going to end then, huh?
No. Not for a while.
Since he died like 3 fucking times.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you see that, man? If you die and you come back, it's because you have a purpose.
Exactly. And maybe just maybe if I die, come back, well, my purpose will be to kill everybody that uses the word swag and bro.
That's already your purpose.
Oh, yeah, that's my main purpose nowadays, just to kill all those motherfuckers.
Yeah, but I pretty much beat all my games now, except for that Saul game. I'll eventually beat that 1 year.
Yeah, 1 year.
I really don't want to sit down and try to play that because it would just anger me because I can't do the puzzle.
Yeah, you know, you got.
Move shit around and match it all up, man. I gotta do it like 3 times to save this person. I never went back to it.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go back to it either.
I want to finish the game, but like, I'm fucking stuck on that shit. Because you only get like 4 minutes to do it.
True. I mean, I ain't played the game yet, so I can't say true, but yeah.
You should go ahead and try it out, man.
Maybe.
See if you can get any further than Chris did. He didn't even get past the opening part.
Fucking big titties.
Fucking big titties. Now, as for those Batman games, which one's the first one?
Arkham Asylum. Technically.
What do you mean, technically?
Well, technically, Arkham Asylum is the first one. That was the first one to come out in Arkham City, and now they got Arkham Origins that just came out.
There's only three Batman games? I thought there was more than that.
No, there's only three.
What the hell are you listening to?
Some chick named Angelica V, who does doing a cover of Ellie Goulding, Burn. And she's got some nice titties.
Well, he's definitely not watching it for that song.
But I'm going to say a prayer that her fucking tits pop the fuck out of that what the fuck she's wearing.
Yeah, that'll happen.
So, have you checked out Naked Vegas yet?
No.
You should definitely check that show out. Comes on Tuesdays.
Yeah, no.
Hey, I mean, if you liked Heroes of Cosplay, you would definitely like Naked Vegas.
Man, this is just body fucking paint and shit.
Oh, yeah, but they have one episode where it's fucking Claire Sinclair being painted up.
Oh.
Playboy Playmate, Claire Sinclair.
Okay, then.
And there's also another episode where...
Don't know very many playmates.
Yeah, she looked good. She looked sexy as all fuck. And she's the only fucking playmate who hasn't acted in fucking Vegas.
Say that.
And I would love to go to Vegas and see her act one of these days.
Why don't you go to Vegas, then?
Shit, man, I go to Vegas, I ain't coming back. I'll just stay out there. I'll stay with Mary.
Who the hell said you had to come back?
Like I said, I'll stay with Mary.
I'm sure she would really love that.
Yeah. I just got to remind her, no beans.
You know what you can do all day? You can watch your kids.
Yeah, fuck that.
Your kids.
Yeah, she can watch the kids. I'll watch TV.
Damn, man. That's something I do. Damn, kids.
All of a sudden, all you hear is one of the kids crying. Hey, Mary, your kids are crying.
So I duct taped my kid to the wall. All of a sudden, I'm a bad parent.
Oh, man, yeah, hey, at least you know they're not going to be going anywhere.
Yeah.
Just, you know...
spoon feed them or something like that.
Spoon feed
them? That way they don't. But yeah, as long as they're duct taped to the wall, they ain't going anywhere.
What the hell is it?
Can't fucking go outside.
Baby? What the hell do you think, man? I fucking put a baby up there.
maybe like duct tape the fucking door shut so that way they can't. So they do manage to get off the fucking wall. They can't go outside.
Man, motherfucker, how are they gonna get off the wall?
I don't know. Start fucking chewing through the fucking duct tape.
Yeah, cause that'll work. Your teeth ain't gonna be that strong.
Well, if they got cannibal teeth, you never know.
If they got cannibal teeth. Wow.
Now you get if they have cannibal teeth. Run!
Whoa.
Because of the fact you want to worry about feeding on food, you will be the food.
Well, now how do I spot cannibal teeth?
I have no idea. Open their mouth and if teeth are like really sharp. Yep, they're cannibals.
If their teeth are really sharp, or they're just vampires.
Well, that too. Either way, run the other way.
Man, my fat ass don't run.
Okay, fine. Walk really fast.
I will walk away in a very fast pace. What the fuck is that now?
That's me walking dishes.
What the hell? Washing dishes.
Yeah, man, I made fucking pierogies.
Yeah. Now that's what we have for Christmas.
Oh, unfortunately, we have what we have for Christmas is ham, turkey.
Wait, you have ham and turkey?
Yes.
Well, we have ham too, but we don't have no damn turkey.
Cheesy potatoes, string bean casserole, squash.
Man, it sounds like all the food you'd be eating for Thanksgiving.
Exactly. We just have it for Christmas again.
What the hell? Supposed to switch it up a little bit, man. What the hell?
Yeah, I tried telling that to my aunt.
All right, I'll tell her. And then I'll randomly scream things.
Yeah, you'll fit in perfectly with my uncle. Let's see if I can steal any of these tracks off of Vube.
Lube?
Nope, Vube don't work.
Yeah, you should probably just use spit.
There we go, like Wildfire by some chick. I don't know her name, but...
Okay, then.
By some... Her name is Jenny, or Jen Suki.
Janai.
She's Asian. She has some nice titties.
Of course.
Hey, you don't see too many Asians except for Yaya Han with nice titties.
Yaya Han.
Titties. She might be a former Spanish. Either way, she looked good. And hey, at least I found my Puerto Rican hatchet man.
Excuse me.
I said, at least I found my Puerto Rican hatchet man.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, come on, man. The fuck is
You know that fucking Hatchet shirt they came out with? It goes like Hatchet Man for President 2008.
Yeah.
Well, wait, like, no, if you really look at
like,
it.
Wasn't that 2004?
No, this one's a 2008. This one's a 2008. But, like, if you look at the fucking Hatchet Man on the front with the fucking, Uncle Sam hat or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if you really look at it, that's the fucking, that looks more like the Puerto Rican flag than it does the American flag.
Okay, then.
So I refer to it as the Puerto Rican Hatchet Man.
And I don't. Game, The Last of Us or some shit?
No, not yet.
What's that game even supposed to be about?
I have no idea.
Well, you're a big help.
Sorry, but I'm focused on the Asian chick rapping.
But she ain't even rapping. What the hell are you talking about? She said, what she's doing.
She's rapping through most of it. Rapping, singing, harmonizing, vocalizing. Looking sexy, making her tits fucking bounce. Find her on SoundCloud. Once we can find this song on fucking on SoundCloud.
No.
Tune Tie, Parable, Slope. I'll just send you this link.
Yeah, no.
But trust me, you won't regret it.
It was funny, not too long ago, Sonya actually tagged me in a video of some bitch with a big old ass just shaking it. It's funny when it's funny when people tag me in videos.
There you go. I sent you the link.
Enjoy. I can't wait to not listen to that.
Just wait till you see her. She looks good.
All right, so watch it on mute. Okay.
Yeah, you can do that too. We can find any hot chicks in this boob.com contest.
What? It's Voob.
Yeah, I think that's Voob. V-U-B-E.
The hell?
fucking Carmen fucking entered the contest.
Carmen?
Yeah.
That rapper?
Yeah.
then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta boom, and then I gotta set up a little thing, and they get me to be doing, because it's dramatic, and then I gotta get it,
man, I think you should do some covers and up them, because conscious winners get over $25,000.
Damn. Thing is, I haven't covered anything, though.
Well, I don't know. Cover something by, like, Eminem.
Oh, wait, I take it back. I take it back, though. I covered that 50 Cent song, Many Men.
Well, you see, there you go.
But that's old as hell, and it sucks.
I don't give a fuck. It's $25,000.
That's a song that got me in trouble with Legally Insane.
Why is that?
Because pretty much it was me hating on them. Mainly that, but I was still in the group at that time, though. Yeah. So that didn't go over too well. They were never really supposed to hear it. But my guess is Holly played it for them. Even though she's in the song, though, but nothing ever happened to her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What the fuck? She's in it. Record it.
Many facts. Many, many, many facts.
Well, this shit's about to kick us off. We'll be back tomorrow night.
Like, hiya. Peace.
Peace.